Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, November the 27th, 2011. And this man, Jesus, is teaching. Jesus is giving us critical analysis concerning our spirit, concerning how we think. Jesus wants us to unite and overcome this wicked system. Jesus wants us to even go to our sister and brother who may have been who may have been caused to think evil of us without a cause, because that's how Caesar worked. That's how the Roman Empire worked. That's how the high priest, the Sadducees, the Pharisees, scribes, and Herodians worked. They would send agents in among the community and turn the oppressed against the oppressed. Turn neighbor against neighbor. Turn brother against brother. Sister against sister. Brother against sister. Sister against brother. Father against mother. Mother against father. Children against parents. Parents against children. Turn revolutionary groups against revolutionary groups. I remember that in the scripture, Jesus is either teaching or casting out the devils coming from Caesar out of the people. And the disciples came to Jesus and said, "Hey, it's another group over here that's not with us, but in your name, Jesus, they're casting out devils." Jesus said something to the effect of, "Don't bother those people. Whoever is not against us is with us." Jesus knew that these who were working not in Jesus's literal circle, but had come among Jesus and taken the teachings of Jesus and began to teach in Jesus's name, that's like saying Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee standing up for revolution, and the Coordination of Racial Equality Corps standing up for revolution, and the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee says, "I don't like CORE. I don't like the Coordination of Racial Equality. I don't like those people. They're not with us, but they're fighting revolution." So just because someone is not in your group, but they're yet fighting the revolution, don't hate, don't denigrate, but know that they may not be in your literal group, but they're fighting for revolution. So that's what Jesus is saying. Do not just raise up and be an enemy of your sister and brother just because they're not in your group. You see, that's how Caesar wanted. Caesar wanted the groups, the organizations, to fight each other. Same in our day, same in that day. And so, even today, you have various organizations that are fighting for revolution the best that they understand. And sometimes there is animosity between organizations, whether black organizations, brown, red, yellow organizations. Maybe there's a white organization. I'm a black organization. I hate on the white organization, or the white organization hates on the black organization. Forget all of that stuff. Don't be an enemy of your sister and brother, knowing that we're all the oppressed. We come together and help each other and teach each other and raise the consciousness. So verse 25, chapter 5, St. Matthew, Jesus says, "Agree with thine adversary." Let me hit this word, agree. Esti. 2468. To be thou. Okay, the first part of that word is, it's a compilation of words. Agree. Be thou. Okay, let's hit this next word. It's probably going to say, be thou in agreement. 2132. Greek size Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Eunoio. It means to wish well. To be well disposed. To be of a peaceable spirit. So be thou well disposed, to be at peace, to have a peaceable spirit. With who? Be thou, watch this now, we're going to have to do some thinking. Be thou at peace with thine adversary quickly, whilst thou art in the way with him, lest at any time thy adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. Now the adversary here is not Caesar. It's not the Roman Empire. Okay? This word adversary is antidikos. 476 on the Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. It means your opponent. An opponent in a suit of law. An adversary, an enemy. Jesus is talking about your sister and brother that has been made an enemy of yours because of the wicked implementations and mechanisms of the ruling class and families, then Caesar, today Rothschilds and Oppenheimers. He says, agree with thine adversary quickly while thou art in the way. Let me hit that word, in the way. 3598. Hodos. It means travel, road, traveling, metaphorically, your conduct, thinking, feeling, deciding. So while you are in the vicinity of your sister and brother, you see, the Roman elites didn't live among the people. How can you be in the way with Caesar? He didn't come down to the poor section, to the ghetto. So Jesus is obviously talking about those that we live among every day. And we have been made the enemies of each other. We have been made adversaries of each other. Jesus is saying, because you're trying to fight a revolution, you need unity among the oppressed. You need unity among your sister and your brother. And if you know that they disagree with you and have become your enemy without a cause, because of the CIA, the FBI, the FOP, Mossad, MI5 and 6 today, the same type of organizations then under Caesar, today under the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, agree quickly. Agree. Come to agreement. Come to friendship with your sister and brother. Black Panther Party, come to friendship with the Nation of Islam. Come to friendship with the US organization. All of our organizations and peoples, come together. Come to friendship. Even today, in the Occupy movement, there are those who are dissatisfied with the movement, who are the oppressed, because there are certain issues that certain of us feel need to be addressed, that those who are the organizers of the Occupy movement have not addressed. Let us join the movement, the struggle, and teach those who are at the center of organizing the Occupy movement, and elevate the discussion and the consciousness to include not just students, to include not just middle class people who are facing foreclosures. Let us teach those who are organizing the Occupy movement that we may include issues such as racism, such as genderism. Let us make sure that we infiltrate and enter and be encompassed by the Occupy movement and teach each other so that we may fight and organize for freedom, justice, equality of the whole of the oppressed. Cessation of warfare, cessation of bloodshed, return all the troops home. Teaching our sisters and brothers to reject this economic system, reject the International Monetary Fund, reject the World Bank Trade Organization, because all of this is tied into the same wicked oppressor who uses those implementations overseas, but uses within the gates of the United States of North America, the Wall Street banks, the corporate elite plutocrats, using that same, those same implementations through the Congress, through the Republican Party and Democratic Party, to force austerity programs on us, depriving us of education, home, land, wealth, and resources, health care. You see, it's the same enemy. That same Rothschilds and Oppenheimers are using the various governments and political organizations all over the earth to do the same thing. It is all tied in. The gentrification that black people and brown people go through in our neighborhoods, is orchestrated by those same wicked forces. The same wicked forces are taking the education accessibility from the people. Those same wicked forces are behind the home foreclosures. Those same wicked forces are behind the drugs in our community and the weapons in our community and all of this destruction going on in Mexico. Remember the Fast and Furious program. It has been revealed that this was a purposeful program to put American weapons in the hands of the drug cartels in Mexico to foment violence and destruction of the people, and so-called, they claim, the government claims, to track the weapons. No, we know this confirms what we have been saying since the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, what Malcolm X said, what Dr. King said, what today my minister Louis Farrakhan has been saying, what Stokely Carmichael said, who changed his name to Kwame Ture, that the drug wars, the weapons, are all financed by the same wicked forces, implemented by the same wicked forces, the government of the United States of North America, which is just a puppet government, and the puppeteer, Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, the London banks, the Illuminati Masonic Order, the Wall Street bankers and corporate elite, plutocrats, Wall Street oligarchs. You see, it's all tied in, and we must become the friends of one another. Don't be the adversary of each other, but become the friends of each other. Don't have anger against another oppressed person without a cause. Don't allow ourselves to be divided from ourselves. We're going to need all the oppressed to stand up and overturn this wicked system. This is what Jesus is saying. Jesus is not telling us to reject those issues that we know that we face as a race, as an ethnicity, as a religion, as a class, as our particular gender. But understand that we must bring our experiences together with others so that we may construct a plan to that we may together overcome this wicked system. All right. Lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge. Now, your adversary, your enemy, deliver thee. That word deliver, 3860. Greek side. Paradidomi. To give into the hands of another. You see, if Jesus was talking about the enemy being Caesar, well, Caesar is at the top of the wicked system. So Jesus is not talking about that individual. He's not talking about the Roman elites, but he's talking about your sister and brother that can be influenced to be your enemy and then take you and deliver you over to Caesar's judges and Caesar's imps and Caesar's puppets. All right. Deliver thee to the judge. 2923. What's this word, judge? Krites. 2923. Greek side. Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. One who passes or arrogates to himself judgment on anything. An arbitrator. Watch this. A Roman procurator administering justice. Okay? The leaders and rulers of the Israelites. Of God passing judgment on men. So, now Jesus is talking about an enemy that you have, that you live amongst, that you live next door to, that you run into every day. That one, those individuals are made your enemies because of, we will say today, CIA, FBI, FOP. Look at the history. Look at how the Nation of Islam was divided. Look at how the Black Panther Party was divided. Look at how the US organization was divided against the Black Panthers. Look at how W.E.B. Du Bois was used against Marcus Garvey and years ago apologized and asked Marcus Garvey's wife for forgiveness. Look at how that caused division among the intellectuals in the Black community and the so-called revolutionaries in the Black community. Look at how it's to our advantage to say, no, we're not going to be the enemies of each other, but we're going to approach our sister and brother and be the friends of each other, because together we're going to have to overcome this wicked system. Because if we remain the enemies of each other, then there is the possibility that that one that is our enemy without a cause, only because of the influence of the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, may be used against us as a snitch, as an infiltrator, as an informant, as a provocateur. And then we will find ourselves being taken to the judge that is working on behalf of the same Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, working on behalf of the same Caesar and Roman elites. And then that judge would deliver you to the officer. Verse 25, chapter 5, St. Matthew. To the officer. 5257. What is that word officer? Huperites. Huperites. It means a servant, an under rower, a subordinate rower. That conjures up those that rowed the ships. Remember in those old days when we were without motors, you had people under the ships rowing together, 20, 40, 50, 60, whatever. But they were the servants. They weren't the runners of the ship. They weren't the leaders of those ships. But they rowed together to make sure the ship went someplace. So this causes me to understand that those officers, and watch this now, the police officers today are like those rowers, okay? The police officers, the FOP, they don't run anything. They are those that carry the system forward and keep the system moving to the detriment of the human family. When those police officers went into the Occupy movement and began to crack heads, I saw them lift a Caucasian brother over a barricade and throw him to the concrete like it was Hulk Hogan lifting up Chris Jericho and throwing him over the top ropes. It was terrible. Homeboy, his body, his ribs, his head hit the pavement. Well, the officers are under rowers. They row. They have, you could call it, oars. Those batons are like oars. And they roll the system over the people. Now, in the New Testament, the officers and attendants of magistrates as of the officer who executes penalties. So these are those that are paid to penalize the poor, penalize the oppressed. Read Michelle Alexander's book, New Jim Crow. How the police, the FOP, are administering Jim Crow, administering Jane Crow, administering the slave system in modern day times, but they don't use race. They use incarceration. They use, what's the word for someone who is a convict? They use the word convict or prisoner. But all the while, they are incarcerating black people and brown 60, 70, 80, 90%. And it is the Caucasian community that are most involved in the drugs and the weapons. But black and brown are targeted on person, are targeted on purposefully, while they know that the majority of the crime is in the Caucasian community. I heard a study just done recently that Caucasian youth have a greater propensity to use drugs and alcohol and so on. But who is targeted? Black and brown. Look at what's going on in New York with the stop and frisk. Black people, brown people stopped all day, all night. Nothing going on. No crime being committed, but they're black, they're brown. Meanwhile, Caucasian people who may be committing crimes get away with it scot-free. You see, the FOP are the under rowers. They're the subordinate rower. They are they that serve the judges who are unjust. And the judges who are unjust serve the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, who are the incarnate of Satan himself. And so that we may not be used against each other and be cast into prison, as Jesus says in verse 25, chapter 5, St. Matthew. Let me hit this word prison, 5438. Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary on the Greek side. Phulake, phulake, guard, watch, watching, keeping watch, persons keeping watch, a guard, a sentinel, a place where captives are kept, a prison. And remember that in St. Luke chapter 4 and verse 18, Jesus says he comes to deliver the captive. Deliver the captive. At liberty them that are bruised. And so Jesus is trying to keep us out of jail and keep us from being the enemies of each other. All right, we're going to take our next break, last break, and I'll see you on the other side of the break. Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is the Mind of God program, thinkaboutit.org. Today's recording date is Sunday, November the 27th, 2011. And we are having the time of our lives sharing the word of God with each other. This man, Jesus, boy, what a wonderful African scientist, psychologist, psychiatrist. Oh, that brother, Dr. Umar Johnson. You got to listen to how he began the conversation talking about the root, the African root of psychiatry and psychology, the study of the spirit, and how Sigmund Freud was in Africa studying. And I'm just thinking this way because I'm calling Jesus this master African psychiatrist, psychologist. Jesus goes on to say, verse 26, chapter 5, St. Matthew, after he talks about if you don't reconcile with your sister and brother, you may find yourself in jail because that sister and brother has been made an enemy by the Caesar, by the Roman Empire, by the petty bourgeoisie elite high priest. And today we would say our sisters and brothers sometimes are made enemies of our sisters and brothers because of the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the CIA, the FBI, the Fraternal Order of the Police, those in charge of education, religion, those in charge of finance, those in charge of the colleges, those in charge of the society will make us be divided on the lines of gender, race, class, ethnicity, regions. Jesus says, "For verily I say unto thee, thou shalt by no means come out thence till thou hast paid the uttermost farthing." He's talking about you may be put in jail and you'll stay there until you have paid the uttermost farthing. What's this word farthing? 2835. Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary on the Greek side, kodrantas. It's a masculine noun, It means a quadrant, about the fourth part of an AS. In the New Testament, a coin equal to one half of the Attic calcus, worth about 3/8 of a cent. So once again, Jesus is causing us to understand money. And this causes us to understand debt and usury and slavery. And Jesus is saying that even the minutest scintilla of a penny, a cent, you will be made to pay. Because we didn't see that our sister and brother has been made our enemy because of the CIA. Look at how snitches were sent among us to entrap us so that the government could come down on us and put us in jail. And here we are serving a sentence unjustly. And maybe it was because we didn't see how to squash disputes between ourselves. Ah, verse 27. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. This means you're married and you commit adultery. The law said don't do that. But watch this now. Jesus is looking at the movement. Jesus wants us to even go to the spirit and the thought process. Jesus says in verse 28, chapter 5, St. Matthew, but I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. He is trying to get us to see that we must be on guard with our very thought and consciousness, because Jesus knew then what we know today, that women are so beautiful. Women are so gorgeous. Women are so special that they can be used against the movement. Look at how women too many times are used in fashion, in the fashion industry, unclothed, so that all of us may take our minds off the revolution. Look at how women have been used in today's time by the CIA, the FBI, the FOP. They send a sister in your midst and cause us to go away from the revolutionary path, cause hurt in the family with our wives and our children, cause hurt within the religious community because now a leader has been led astray by a sister, by a woman, by a female. And even with just the mentality that is created and encouraged by this wicked system, that we would just find ourselves being taken off the revolutionary path because of lust, because of sex, because of those types of things that used improperly can destroy the revolution. And so Jesus, oh, what a master, a human psychiatrist and psychologist. Let me move to this other lesson while I have time. This lesson, November the 13th. And so we see the importance of forgiving one another. This one is loving as God's people, to love with the love of God, the love of the revolutionary. St. Matthew chapter 5, verse 43. Oh man, and Jesus is just teaching his face off. 43rd verse, chapter 5, St. Matthew. Ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. Now, this has caused much misunderstanding within the human family. Is Jesus saying, lay down with your enemy Caesar, with your enemy Roman Empire elite, with your petty bourgeoisie elite sellouts, the high priest, the Pharisees, scribes, Sadducees, Herodians? Or, as we have already understood, is Jesus further talking about your sister and brother that has been made an enemy of yours because you're a revolutionary? And the Rothschilds today, the Oppenheimers, do not want the people to look at the Nation of Islam, do not want the people to look at the African People's Socialist Party, do not want the people to look at the new Black Panther Party, do not want the people to look at many organizations that are progressive, Middle East Children's Alliance, Friends of the Congo, Haiti Action Network. These are just some organizations that are among the human family, the oppressed, working for revolution. And so, in our neighborhoods, many sisters and brothers in our neighborhoods, in our communities, have been made the enemy of the nation, hate the Nation of Islam without a cause, hate the African People's Socialist Party without a cause. Well, sisters and brothers, how should we react if we are a part of those organizations and we love the human family and we love the oppressed and we want to work on behalf of the oppressed? How should we react to those that are our enemies without a cause? We must pray for them. We must love them. I'm not talking about the oppressor, although true love for the oppressor is to warn the oppressor, warn the Rothschilds, warn the Oppenheimers, warn those in government that they are the loser if they continue to work against the true, legitimate aspirations of the oppressed, the people, the poor, the afflicted, the needy. Because Oppenheimers, Rothschilds, people in government, people in education and music and religion, if you're working against the oppressed, you are the loser. And the best love we can show for you is to warn you that you are the loser. But for your sister and brother who has been made your enemy, who has been made to despitefully use you, who has been made to curse you, who has been made to do evil against you, to persecute you, not because they have anything legitimate against you, but because they have been made to hate you because of what the CIA, the FOP, the FBI, the media, today's scribes have done in fostering division amongst Black, brown, red, yellow, red, poor people, foster division amongst Christians and Muslims and Hebrews and Buddhists and Hindus and Krishna and so on. What should you do? You got to pray for your sister and brother. I remember Stokely Carmichael Kwame Ture saying, wrestling with this very issue, saying you go to your brother and your brother slaps you down. And you say, oh man, I got to get up and regroup and go to my sister and brother again and again and again. Because he's my sister, he's my brother. He doesn't know what he's doing. She doesn't know what she is doing. She's been made my enemy because of the CIA, the FBI, the FOP. This is what Jesus is talking about. That ye may be children of your Father. We want to be children of our Father and Mother, the Holy Spirit. We want our sister and brother oppressed, Black, brown, red, yellow, and white, all of us to come under the knowledge of the Father and the Mother, and all of us to be sisters and brothers, all of us to be Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, all of us to be peacemakers. For if we, verse 46, chapter 5, if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans do the same? 5:05:7, publicans. Let me see this word, publicans. The publicans do the same. They love those who love them and hate those who hate them. Telones is the Greek word. 5:05:7, Greek side. Renter, farmer of taxes. A renter or farmer of taxes. The tax collector. Among the Romans, usually a man of equestrian rank. That means the knights, the horse riders, those who are part of the knight class. You had the king, the queen, and you had the helpers of the king, those who were the knights, those who were the soldiers, okay? It also means tax gatherer, those who take taxes, and so on. All right, so these people are raised up by Caesar, and they show love to them that love them back. That's what Caesar wants. Caesar does not want us to love our sisters and brothers unconditionally and work together for freedom and justice and equality. Caesar wants us to take on the mentality of his ilk, of his people, so that he may foster division among us and among ourselves and keep power. Oh man. Let's see. Verse 47, chapter 5, St. Matthew. And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? All right. So your sister and brother in your group, let's say Nation of Islam, let's say African People's Socialist Party, whatever the group is, and we just love our own group and hate the other group. No, that's the mentality of Caesar, Rome. That's the mentality of the high priests, Sadducees, Pharisees, scribes, Herodians. That's the mentality of the Rothschilds, Oppenheimer, CIA, FBI, FOP. That's what they want. They want our groups to hate the other group, when in reality, we should unite and fight together for freedom, justice, and equality. Verse 48, chapter 5, St. Matthew. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. That word perfect, 5046. Greek size, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Teleos, brought to its end, finished, wanting nothing necessary to completeness. Perfect, that which is perfect, consummate human integrity and virtue. Full grown, adult, of full age and mature. All right, so Jesus is looking at these various organizations and these various sisters and brothers who are fighting for freedom, justice, and equality. And Jesus wants us to make friendship with our sister, friendship with our brother, friendship with the various organizations, friendship among the Occupy movement, friendship among the activist movement you see going on all over the earth, friendship with the African, friendship with the Asian, friendship with the European, friendship with the Central and South American, Mexico, friendship with those in the Isles of the Pacific and the Caribbean, friendship with the sisters and brothers in the United States of North America, Canada, Europe, and Israel. Friendship with the sisters and brothers in Australia, because we, the oppressed, no matter where we find ourselves on earth, we are working towards perfection. We are working towards being a full, complete, mature human being. Full and complete gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, the Father which is in heaven. And we know this is Father, we mean Father and Mother. Father which is in heaven. That word heaven. 3772, Greek size, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, the universe, the world, the sky. And we know that the heavens are alive with the knowledge of the Elohim, the gods and the goddesses. And the Elohim means children of the Most High. And who are the children of the Most High? Those that rise up with the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of Yahweh, the Spirit of Allah, Illah, the Spirit to rise up and defend the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, and stand for the oppressed, deliver the oppressed, making peace among ourselves, in our neighborhoods and organizations, peace within our families. We are the true children of God. And as we do this work, as we do Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness, that is what is taught by the heavens, the universe, the creation, truth, justice, and righteousness. As we practice these principles, we will be perfected. We will be matured, and we will be true Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. And Psalm 19:1 says, the heavens declare the glory of God. And that word God is Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. The universe will preach about us as we rise up with this mentality of Christ. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.